This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We call it inflation. In the UK, the Brits call it the cost of living crisis. Whatever the name, the rate at which prices are going up over there is still pretty high, 7.9% year on year. The generic causes, we all know, pandemic-induced supply chain disruptions, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Also, though, more in the UK than here, to be clear, there is a bit of a central bank blame game going on, putting the onus on the Bank of England. Marketplace's Stephen Beard solicited some opinions on this the other day.
There's an old saying, when two English people meet, their first talk is of the weather. Not anymore. Judging by these shoppers, there's another subject dominating English conversation today.
Food prices, energy bills, car insurance, everything has gone up. Ridiculous.
I couldn't afford bananas the other day because they'd gone up so much. My gas electric jumped from 120, I think, to 170, and then it went up again. You know, you just can't live like this.
Alicia Taylor and David Blamey, and along with fellow shoppers Mick Plested and Jeremy and Sarah Long, they have no doubt who's to blame for the UK's cost of living crisis.
The government causes inflation, and we have to pay for it. We don't cause it, they do.
Blame completely the Tory government. They're useless. They are totally, utterly useless.
What about the Bank of England? Do you blame the Bank of England?
No.
I think they're doing the best they can, yeah.
I don't blame the Bank of England, no.
Oddly enough, neither does the bank. The institution charged with maintaining price stability has largely dodged censure from the general public, partly by proffering a host of other reasons for the UK's surging inflation rate: COVID, the war in Ukraine, China, climate change, early retirement and large pay hikes. But Max Rangeley, head of the Cobden Centre economics think tank, isn't buying it.
Of course, the Bank of England has blamed inflation on just about everything other than the Bank of England.
Rangeley also co-chairs a new pressure group, the Honest Money Initiative. He believes that a decade or more of artificially low interest rates, assisted by the practice of quantitative easing or money printing by the Bank of England, has done untold damage.
This has created in large part the inflation that we're seeing today, as well as all of the distortions and the asset bubbles and many other problems in the economy.
Over the past decade, he says, households and businesses have been lured into borrowing excessively at rock-bottom interest rates. Cheap credit has kept scores of failing or zombie companies afloat. His pressure group has a key demand.
We're calling on the government to take away from the Bank of England the power to create unlimited amounts of money out of thin air.
The bank rejects his critique, insisting that quantitative easing, or QE, has been essential to stave off severe economic contraction at critical moments in the recent past. The global financial crisis in 2008, the shock decision to leave the European Union in 2016, and more recently the COVID pandemic. But criticism of the bank's approach has been echoed inside the upper house of Parliament.
My lords, I beg to move that this bill be now read a second time in your lordship's house.
Appearing before a committee of the House of Lords, the man who was once the most senior civil servant in the UK Treasury, Lord Macpherson, expressed his reservations about money printing.
I'm not against QE in principle, but I fear we went too far.
The first dose of QE during the global financial crisis made sense, he said, but subsequent injections were dangerous.
I once compared it to heroin. You know, the economy gets addicted to it and needs bigger and bigger fixes for it to have an impact.
Withdrawal will be painful. With QE now in abeyance and interest rates headed relentlessly higher, the Bank of England has issued a grim warning that 1.5 million homeowners could face extra mortgage payments ranging from $650 to $1,000 a month, a huge fall in disposable income, and a further hit to the popularity of the government, if not of the Bank of England. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.